Duval Democratic Executive Committee spokesman James Poindexter says once Fullwood formally vacates his seat, the state party chair will contact Duval's chair, and the committee will have to decide on a replacement to run against Republican candidate Mark Griffin. And many people might be interested in running. Fullwood won his primary in a narrow six-way race for what could have been his fourth term.
Of course, there's always rumors about who might be interested in running and that sort of thing. I'm sure those who ran in the primary against Representative Fullwood, I wouldn't be surprised if they had an interest. Folks like Tracy Davis, who came in close second to Representative Fullwood in the primary.
But Fullwood's name is already printed on November's ballots. Election supervisor Mike Hogan says he's also waiting for Fullwood to vacate his seat, because once he does, the state division of elections will instruct him how to conduct the election. Hogan says according to the state's general voting reference guide, he expects to post a sign in voting booths instructing people that a vote for Fullwood is a vote for whomever the Democratic Party selects as a replacement. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.